One year ago today, George Tenet was seated just behind Colin Powell as the Secretary of State went before the United Nations to make the case for war in Iraq. Powell put his credibility on the line by insisting the intelligence at hand provided facts to prove the existence of Iraqi weapons of mass destruction. He had spent days huddled with Tenet and other CIA officials to prepare for his presentation. Now, a year later, Secretary Powell is carefully putting a bit of distance between his pre-war views and those of others in the administration. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
When Powell went before the UN, he spoke in no uncertain terms about stockpiles of chemical and biological weapons. He was armed with satellite photos, intercepted phone conversations, and other intelligence that he insisted was multi-sourced and proved Iraq was deceiving weapons inspectors.
My colleagues, every statement I make today is backed up by sources, solid sources. These are not assertions. What we're giving you are facts and conclusions based on solid intelligence.
Powell has been careful this week to stand by President Bush's decision to go to war, while at the same time reinforcing the view many have of him as the reluctant soldier. The Washington Post asked him directly whether he would have recommended the invasion of Iraq if George Tenet had said a year ago what former weapons inspector David Kaye is now saying, that there are no stockpiles of weapons of mass destruction. Powell answered, "I don't know," explaining that the stockpiles presented the final little piece that made Iraq more of a real and present danger. Later, he told reporters at the State Department he's not sure all of this would have made a difference, however.
The bottom line is this. The president made the right decision. He made the right decision based on the history of this regime, the intention that this leader, terrible despotic leader, had, and the capabilities at a variety of levels, the delivery systems that were there, and there's nobody debating that, the infrastructure that was there, the technical know-how that was there. The only thing we're debating is the stockpile.
Powell's back and forth this week did play well among some critics of the Bush administration. Ivo Dalder is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution and co-author of The Bush Revolution, The Remaking of America's Foreign Policy.
Colin Powell has always been uncomfortable with this policy. He is a good soldier, so he saluted. He made the case as best he could. He probably convinced himself in the end that going to war was the right thing to do. But he has always been more uncomfortable with this policy than anybody else in this administration, and that is what shines through.
Dalder believes Powell's credibility won't take a beating in the long run, despite the fact that the secretary was the public face on the weapons of mass destruction case. He notes that Powell spent days with intelligence officials scrubbing the case of the most suspect bits of intelligence, and today he adds CIA Director Tenet bolstered Powell's case, which Dalder says was always more modulated than others in the administration.
He is reflecting the very debate and the very struggles that many other people have. It's when you are certain about something, when you don't want to have contradictory evidence being part of your decision-making process, and seems to be the case with people like Rumsfeld or Wolfowitz or Cheney, or indeed the president, when things turn out to be different than they in fact were predicted, they fall so hard and flat on their face.
Conservative critics of Powell, including Frank Gaffney of the Center for Security Policy, complain about the way the secretary ever so cautiously raised doubts about the case for war.
We have afoot a Powell legacy project, which is designed to cast his tenure as Secretary of State in the most favorable light, in a way that will be popularly received by particularly the elite media.
Gaffney, a Reagan-era Defense Department official, described the war in Iraq as an important defeat of an odious dictatorship and said that should not be lost in what he called a protracted and demoralizing thrashing about whether the administration got all the particulars right about going to war. And he echoed what Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said this week, that despite 9 months of an unsuccessful hunt, the U.S. could still find banned weapons in Iraq and end the debate over America's and Powell's credibility problem. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.